What would you do if a 60-ton dead animal showed up in your community? Okay, granted, it's not likely to happen to you, but that's just what happened to the people of Lubeck County, Maine. They had to figure out, and quickly, what to do when one day a giant finback whale washed up on their shores. Producer Molly Menschel sent us this audio postcard she calls Just Another Fish Story about how the good citizens of Lubeck handled their whale of a problem.
The story about the whale. The story about the whale, see? I understand it's a fish story and all this stuff. It is a big fish. But what happened years ago here in Lubeck, Maine? There was a whale got tangled up in the fishermen's lines way off, somewhere off a quarter head. You're way out to sea then, see? And it drifted in the shore. It just couldn't swim. So the tide carried it in, and it landed on the beach over here in Lubeck, not too far from here, see? I saw it. I was down there.
Oh, it was big. I couldn't tell you how long or...
The whale was roughly 55 to
56 and a half feet long.
A 70-foot animal. That's almost the size of an 18-wheel truck.
To me, it was huge.
It was huge.
Laying down, it would be as high as this ceiling.
It was the largest animal I ever saw.
No wonder in the Holy Bible it says, Jonah went into the belly of the whale. There's plenty of room there. That mouth was a big one.
It was laying there right on top of the beach.
And it was laying on its side.
I remember it was blackish, grayish color.
It wasn't gray anymore. It wasn't grayish, blackish.
It was mostly black and white.
It was white, more whitish, grayish.
And there was a lot of wounds on it, old scars.
What it looked like was a vicious animal to me.
I mean, it was a monster.
But I wasn't frightened because it was dead.
Its mouth happened to be open. Its mouth happened to be open. It was a dead fish, but its mouth happened to be open.
It might have been middle of August or so.
Yeah, August, September. Yeah, I can't. Sure. Yeah.
Evidently, it washed up in the night, and someone spotted it after daylight laying there on the beach.
That was early in the morning. The word had started to spread that this whale had washed ashore, and people started coming in.
I went down by myself, but there were plenty of people around.
Oh, the first day when it washed up, I went down.
Yeah, we took the kids down to see it.
The little kids were running up to it and touching it.
Climbing up on top of the whale, standing on it and get the pictures taken.
Sold hot dogs or something. Made a little money.
I think people in a small town handle death in a different way. They have to deal with it a lot more often. Everybody knows everybody, so when someone dies, the whole town grieves. I actually went down there, it was coming on to sunset, and I sat on the beach and smoked a cigarette and bawled my eyes out. Yeah, that's what I done. And I never went back down. And we lived probably 1,000 feet from the beach.
The mystery in the whole thing is how it got there. Nobody knows if it died off in the bay and floated ashore, or whether it grounded itself out and died on the beach, or whether it just got confused. Nobody knows.
It washed up on a beach.
He got snarled up, could have been.
I guess that's what happened to him. He drowned.
Get clear.
You know, this is where it wanted to be. They called the Coast Guard to see if they could tow it back offshore and let it go some other town, but they wouldn't do it.
Because it had already been a couple other places, and that's what they done. They towed it out, and Lubeck finally wound up with it.
There was no boat big enough.
And depending upon the way the wind is blowing and the current is running, some things are almost impossible to get rid of. I mean, this thing laid on the beach for days while the town was trying to determine whether how they was going to get rid of it.
And it sat there.
Just passing the buck.
Because government didn't know what to do. They were arguing. One branch of government arguing.
It was too big to move. You couldn't move it. You couldn't do anything.
We're a very poor town. We're the poorest county in the state of Maine. And that we would be the ones having to put the bill.
In a small town, Lubeck, it was big doings.
All the people in the town, in the town office, and the whole nine yards were all disturbed because, like any dead body, it began to smell, you know, it stinked the town. A lot of people were saying, we got to move out of here on account of the odor from this whale, see?
You could smell it. Low tide smells around here anyways, but this reeked of death.
Rotten meat set in the sun for a month. You just take the cover off the can, stick your head in there, and that's just what it smelled like.
It was an oily greasy smell.
It was right in your nose.
Oh, it smelled like rotten meat.
Rotten fish and oil.
It's older. They couldn't stand it. You know, when the wind was blowing that direction right on the town.
You could smell it from miles away.
As far away as Eastport, Maine, they could smell it.
Oh, I touched it. Probably felt the same as what it did almost when it was alive, cold. They're cold-blooded.
And it did have a funny feeling. The texture of the animal was...
a great big smooth piece of rubber.
I touched it with one finger, and I had to use less oil to get the smell.
The stench really had to get off your hands.
I put hand cleaner on my hands. I put straight gasoline.
You have to wind up bleaching it off your hands, and that's what I wound up doing.
And finally they decided something had to be done about it.
It would come to the point where no matter what it cost, it had to go.
They knew something had to be done.
It had to be done.
And they did something.
One thing led to another, so they called Ramsel, a man named Ramsel.
I was notified by the town of Lubeck. They contacted me to come down and dig a hole with that excavator. It was kind of a hazy, overcast day, and the sun didn't shine. I think there was like a crowd of 15 or 20 people actually showed up. There were a lot of people, maybe 100. Hundreds of people.
Word spread fast. Everybody in town was there. But I just wondered, where are they all going, you know? So I went too.
So we dug a hole as close as we could. And before I got the hole dug, he accidentally slid on his own and went into the hole. Sort of graceful. I mean, it was so big, it just took its time. Just sort of the side caved in a little bit. He rolled in, he slipped in and rolled up, belly up. And they finally rolled it into the hole. You know, everybody sort of quieted down. And they were kind of respectful. They were kind of sad to see it go.
Oh, I don't know how to explain it. Something that you never think of, dying. You always hear stories that a whale is a passed on fisherman's soul.
Made me think how small I was. Yeah. There's a lot of people that think, oh, I'm so big. I'm so great. No matter how powerful they are, something will happen in life that will cause people to say, how small am I anyway?
We're both mammals who have reached the pinnacle of our place, and they just seem to be close to us. I feel close to whales.
And we buried it 6 feet over the top of it.
Dug up gravel and stuff and covered it all over.
And I've dug grave, you know, for humans here in Cutler also. So it just seemed different to bury something with no box. Just putting raw earth right back onto his body.
You picture him as being immortal, like a free soul, free will out there. You just don't see him dying. It was sad. It was very sad.
And it took about 2.5 hours, 3 hours to dig the hole. And then fill it back in. And by noontime, it was all finished. I think I got like $300 to bury this thing. I done the town a favor, actually. Maybe the whale, too. How do we know?
It was just a day's work for me to help bury a whale. I mean, it was an oddity that to bury a whale.
Just something weird that had happened and something unforetold. And
if you never did see it, you couldn't understand it, you know what I mean?
And as far as I know, it's still there. He's still laying there. That's about all I can tell you about the whale.
I haven't been down there since. Maybe I'll go down and take a stroll over.
That's the way things went. And this is from Mars Hound of Lubeck, Maine. Just another fish story.
Our audio postcard, Just Another Fish Story, was produced by Molly Menschel, a recent graduate of the Salt Institute, a radio documentary project in Portland, Maine. At Living on Earth, we want to hear about your encounters with nature's creatures, dead or alive, and we invite you to send them to us. Just visit livingonearth.org for complete details. We'll tell you how to make a recording, which could be as simple as sitting down with a friend and talking into a tape recorder or picking up the phone, like this listener did.
My first interaction with a raccoon concerned her opinion of music on an all-night radio station. The radio was carefully placed in the garden with an outdoor extension cord and tuned to the most noisy and unpleasant station I could find. The intention was to discourage the raccoon from eating in the garden. The next morning, I found the radio, a muddy paw print on each side of it, humming from the far side of the garden where the nocturnal diner had thrown the offensive item. To make sure I got the point, she left a turd on the radio.
Gee, I hope she wasn't tuned to NPR. So what's your story? We'll choose some of your recordings and post them on our website. We might even put it on the air. It's not a contest. There are no winners. There are no losers. It's simply a call for self-expression. Visit livingonearth.org for directions, sample submissions, and a chance to tell your story. Hey, Rocky, get off my mic.